Listening Library presents She Persisted, Margaret Chase Smith, by Ruby Shamir and Chelsea Clinton. Inspired by She Persisted, by Chelsea Clinton and Alexandra Boyger. Read for you by Keeler Lee, with a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton. In memory of Safda Rachel, who persisted through extreme adversity to build a new life in her new country.
Dear reader, as Sally Ride and Marion Wright Edelman both powerfully said, you can't be what you can't see. When Sally Ride said that, she meant that it was hard to dream of being an astronaut like she was, or a doctor, or an athlete, or anything at all, if you didn't see someone like you who had already lived that dream. She especially was talking about seeing women in jobs that historically were held by men. I wrote the first She Persisted and the books that came after it because I wanted young girls and children of all genders to see women who worked hard to live their dreams. And I wanted all of us to see examples of persistence in the face of different challenges to help inspire us in our own lives. I'm so thrilled now to partner with the Sisterhood of Writers to bring longer, more in-depth versions of these stories of women's persistence and achievement to readers. I hope you enjoy these chapter books as much as I do and find them inspiring and empowering. And remember, if anyone ever tells you no, if anyone ever says your voice isn't important or your dreams are too big, remember these women. They persisted, and so should you. Warmly, Chelsea Clinton.
Chapter 1. Reaching High on Tippy Toes. When Margaret Chase was a little girl, no one would have thought to ask what she wanted to be when she grew up. In those days, it didn't much matter what a girl wanted to be, because there were very real limits on what she could be. She was
sample complete. Ready to continue?